It is Thursday, December 8th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thanks.
It's beginning to feel like winter.
Like winter, yeah. Yes. It's been cold. It's warm at Walton Arts Center, though.
Good.
God, I just couldn't resist that. That's terrible. But yes, we are we're having a heck of a time. The Christmas and the holiday season has begun. And we had a great performance with Kenny Rogers last night. And tonight, Theater Squared kicks off their their holiday show. And it's going to be a really fun and busy couple of weeks coming up. So tonight is the preview night for It's a Wonderful Life, the new Theater Squared production. This is a stage adaptation of the beloved film classic. So this one will begin tonight with a preview, and then it will run through the whole Christmas and holiday season, and the last performance will actually be on January 1st, 2012.
New Year's Day.
So get your tickets now and go see the show. It'll be fantastic. And then tomorrow night in the Starlight Jazz Club, we will have a performance by Anat Cohen. There will be two shows. There's a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock. And I realized as I was talking about her over the last couple of weeks, I called her variously. I said she played saxophone and clarinet. She plays both.
Yes, she does. Although I'm not sure at the same time.
No, that would be a feat.
That would be.
But she's described as, you know, she has all these influences of Afro-Cuban and Caribbean and Brazilian music. And she's a jazz musician, basically, but she takes all these other influences and brings them into her work. And it's really pleasant, really interesting and easy to hear music. So I think the show itself should be really fun to hear her live and to sort of hear her story and hear how she's, you know, how she's picked the songs that she's playing. So looking forward to that. That's tomorrow night in the Starlight Jazz Club at 7 and 9. Then Saturday night, we will have the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas Christmas Pops concert.
That's right.
And that is going to be quite the show. We will have all kinds of Christmas music in there, Sleigh Ride, selections from The Nutcracker, Mary Did You Know, Oh Holy Night, Winter Wonderland. There'll be a sing-along. Paul Haas is our music director for Sona, so there will always be some little musical surprises tucked in there. And we will also have the Sona Singers making their debut.
Their debut, yes.
Pretty exciting, this group that is led by Terry Hicks. And we'll also, in addition to the singers, we'll have singers from the Bentonville High School Chamber Choir and the Harbor High School Camerata Singers. So all kinds of good holiday goodness going on Saturday. That show starts at 7:30, and there are a few tickets left. And I mean it when I say a few. There's not many. So if you're planning to go to that concert, I would get your tickets now and not wait to get them at the door. So that's Saturday. On Sunday at 1 o'clock, we will have the Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia performing a show called Treasured Stories. And this will be it'll feature three kids' books that parents with kids will know and love: Brown Bear, Brown Bear, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, and Papa, Please Get the Moon for Me. And so the Mermaid Theater is a puppetry company. They do wonderful, whimsical puppets that really connect with kids. So if you need a break for your kids on Sunday, come on down and see this. This is at 1 o'clock, and I believe the tickets start at something like $8, so it's pretty affordable.
And you know what a theater company from Nova Scotia calls this weather?
Summer. Normal? No kidding. Yeah, they're going to go, this is warm.
So, yeah, if you see people in shirt sleeves around Walton Arts Center this weekend, they're the Nova Scotians.
Yep, they're the Nova Scotia Canadian puppetry people. So, our next show will be on the 15th, which is Thursday next week, and that's at 7 p.m. That's a Christmas holiday show with Manhattan Transfer.
Yes.
That will be awesome. Then on Friday the 16th at 8 p.m., we will have Cocktails with Larry Miller with a holiday twist. And his show is I would say it is less stand-up comedy than it is a one-man show. Mm-hmm. So he will sing, he will talk to the audience, but it's a scripted show that he has created. I would definitely say this is not for the kids.
Right.
This is the one to bring your girlfriends or your husband or your work colleagues and come out and have some fun. So that's on Friday. That's the 16th of December, and that's at 8 o'clock. Then on Saturday, we will have the Moscow Classical Ballet's production of The Nutcracker in for three performances. There'll be an 8 o'clock show on Saturday the 17th, and a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock on Sunday the 18th. And this is the Moscow Classical Ballet's production, so it is it's a pretty traditional Nutcracker. We've had this company before, so if you're used to coming to see a fairly typical Nutcracker without a lot of, new interpretations, this is a good show for you. We will have some local kids participating in that and being part of the cast, so that's always fun. And that one is also selling very, very well. And I anticipate by the time we get to the weekend, that one will probably not have any tickets left. So I would recommend getting those now. Then we will skip ahead to the 22nd of December, and we will have Asleep at the Wheel. That's a 7 o'clock show.
Still tickets for that?
Yes, there are still tickets for that. And their show is called Santa Loves to Boogie. So I can't think of a better way to sort of cut loose a little bit right before Christmas. So that's at 7 o'clock on the 22nd. And then Theater Squared continues their show through December and into the new year, and then we're in January.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. 2012. Yeah. Already here.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for gifts, we're a great place to get them. You can get them online at our website. You can also get gift certificates if you would like. And all of that is available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600.
All right, Jody, thank you very much.
Thank you.